Stanford running back Tyler Gaffney took a break from football in 2012 to play professional baseball after being drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 24th round. As a result, when he returned to the Stanford football team in 2013, that became his only year as the Cardinals' number one running back. But he doesn't feel as though that's any kind of negative on his resume.
I tell him, you know, I'm a mentally tough dude. I'm excited to be a part of football. I'm learning. I think my ceiling is a lot higher than most because I'm new to football. This is my first year playing a full season. I started football defensively in high school, and so you know I'd like to really learn as much as possible and be the best back I could be.
During Gaffney's year away from football, he said he paid much more attention to all the media coverage about concussions and brain injuries in the sport. Now that he's headed to the pros, he's thankful the NFL is taking the steps that it is to help protect players. But at the same time, he won't let those concerns change the way this 220-pound running back plays the game.
You play football, you sign up for this, you know what you're getting yourself into. There's no surprise that this game's a physical sport, and I like to pride myself on physicality, and I'm not going to change that. You definitely got to play for pain. There is that Macho Man, you know, outlook on things, but there's also playing smart. You know, you're not going to play football past, you know, 35 years old, and if you are, you're having a very successful career. There's more to life afterwards if you're having brain problems.
This Stanford alum seems to have the right perspective on it all. That's all part of the package some NFL team will be getting in Gaffney.
I tell them they're getting, like I said earlier, a mentally tough dude who's willing to learn, who's willing to bring a successful mindset to a program. And however, you know, I'm a little more laid back off the field, but as soon as I hit the field, I'm in the zone, I'm quiet. And I think leading by example is helpful there.